Welcome back, my friends. Welcome to the broadcast. It's Eric the Freedom Screamer on Resurrect the Republic. Thanks for joining us tonight. Tom's going to take a rest tonight. He said he asked me to cover for him for the entire show. So I'll be here for the next 2 hours with Gary and Chris if anybody wants to join in on the broadcast. It's 800-313-9443. You are listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, not the Democracy Broadcasting Network. Very important for our new listeners. In a democracy, basically the mob rules. And that could mean anything and everything, which is not good for us, for our freedom. In a republic, the rights of the individual supersede everything else. Better that 1,000 men or women who are guilty go free than one innocent person go to jail. So during the times of the early American Revolution, the crown-appointed governor wrote back to the Board of Trade back in England and said, if you ask an American who is his master, he will tell you he has none, nor any governor but Jesus Christ. And across the committees of correspondence soon began the cry across the colonies, no king but King Jesus. I want to remind the people that this republic was founded on communism. Communism. What do you mean it was founded on communism? Well, let me read you something from Governor William Bradford. He was the first governor of the first colony in the original place that this republic was founded, before it was a republic. And William Bradford made the following statement in the year 1622. Yes, 1622. For several years, and this is why we started, I'm going to show you how we started with communist principles and how it did not work. So listen to this. Some of our listeners remember this. This is a bit for our new listeners as well. William Bradford, 1622. For several years, the taking away of private property and the possession of it in community was found to breed much confusion and discontent. Young men who were most able and fit service objected to being forced to spend their time and strength working for other people, other men's wives. The strong man or the resourceful man had no more share of food, clothes, etc. than the weak man. This was thought to be an injustice. The aged and graver men were equalized in labor, food, clothes, with the younger ones thought that was disrespectful. As for the men's wives, who were obliged to do service for the other men, such as cooking, washing their clothes, etc., they considered that a kind of slavery. Let none argue that this is due to human failing rather than to this communistic plan of life itself. God in his wisdom saw that another plan of life was fitter for them. They began to consider how to raise more corn so that they might not continue to endure the misery of want. The governor allowed each man to plant corn for his own household. Every family was assigned a parcel of land according to how big their family was. This was very successful. It made all hands very industrious so that much more corn was planted. Women now went willingly into the field and took their little ones with them, the little children, took them into the field to plant the corn, when before they would allege weakness and inability to try to get out of having to work that would have compelled them to great tyranny and oppression. So long and short, we tried communism. It never worked. We went on the path of freedom. At least the people did. Unfortunately, the Freemasons in the Congress, like Oliver Ellsworth and company, pushed through disgusting things like the Judiciary Act of 1789, and that was about the end of our republic. If we had any ever at all, it was from about 1779 to about 1789 for 10 years. Rah, rah, yay, go team, and it was bye-bye with the judiciary, bye-bye republic, bye-bye freedom, bye-bye private property with the Judiciary Act of 1789. Hello, witch's court. Why was the word when John Locke wrote the words life, liberty, and pursuit of property, why did Jefferson change it to happiness? That is the word property. Originally, John Locke's writing was life, liberty, and the pursuit of property. And they wrote that for a very specific reason. And the property, usually the last word, makes the big point. That's the most important thing we have. What was Jefferson doing coming in and completely obliterating the reference to property and putting in the word happiness, which has absolutely no parameters, no meaning, is nothing but an ambiguous, nebulous fluffy thought that can be defined as anything or everything. Chris, any comments on that? I think you have something in your mind stirring on that, and then we'll get to Gary in Michigan.
Well, I had originally perceived that Jefferson had actually thought that life, liberty, and private property were the epitomes, but that there were others who objected to that language, thinking it too controversial and too suggestive and too brazen for that time period. So he was caused to wash it down to happiness, which they could mutually agree upon. It may be that I'm a wrong presumption in that, but I'm pretty sure I've read that information. Now, the sources I can't validate because I wasn't there. But it seems more Jeffersonian that he would endorse the foundational precepts of private property, which everything else emanates from, because if you don't have private property of your own thoughts, your own offspring, your own mate, your own land, then basically you have nothing.
Right. So it's very suspicious to me that once again, how powerful is a rhetorical question. How powerful is this? This shows how powerful the language is. How powerful is the how powerful can one word be? Notice how one word can change history. You can take it from the Constitution for the United States of America to the Constitution of the United States, and you basically changed one word, for to of, and you can completely flip a republic into a corporation. You can flip something that's just and righteous into something that's horrifying and oppressive to the people. I mean, all private property in this country is basically in the minds of the enemy, which is the bar and the courts and their enforcement agents. They believe all property belongs to the state. They really do believe all property belongs to the state, and we know that in a free republic it does not. Gary, is that you?
Well, it was Chris again, Eric. In fact,
sure, Chris,
Joseph Stalin tells us that words are the fabric of thoughts. And, of course, then Voltaire, another statesman, tells us that before we speak, let us define our terms. So if we don't define the words that we use, then we allow others to reflect, deflect, or twist those words to be used as weapons and launched back at us like throngs of arrows to destroy us with our very words that we failed to define.
Interesting. I'm kind of glad, I mean, in some ways he was a monster, but I'm glad you brought up Stalin, because I had noticed that he had a very specific and very kind of explicit quote regarding the Jesuits. And I don't have it in front of me, and I can't go online while I'm on the phone here now. If anybody out there, maybe this is a job for Sovereign Man or Daryl or somebody who's kind of quick on the computer, any one of our listeners, look up Stalin's quote regarding the Jesuits. And it was, you know, a paragraph or two, but it was pretty, he was very descriptive, and it was very interesting. He didn't sound like, you know, the typical Stalin. I mean, he was very, you know, he talked about how they get into your mind and all kinds of strange stuff. So I thought that was maybe worth noting since you brought up the word Stalin. And once again, you know, we have the Zionists at the top of the pyramid who hand their playbook, which is the Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion, many of which we've read on this broadcast. I haven't even really got into it. I think we only got up to 5 or 6, and there's like 50 of them. And then all of a sudden, then one of my books jumped out at me, just one of the pages that I had been missing, and I thought this was noteworthy, because this describes, once again, I will concede that the Zionist bankers are the funders, and the royal families are the funding agents of the lower church, Vatican, Church of England, Committee of 300, intelligence agencies with the big three, Mossad, CIA, MI6. But we know, but I thought this protocol number 4 of the Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion describes it perfectly, because here's the Zionists describing their playbook, and who they use and who operates their they don't specifically name names, but they describe their operators, their enforcement agents, their executioners, so to speak. Every republic passes through several stages. The first of these is comprised in the early days of mad, raging, blind mobs tossed hither and thither, right and left. The second is demagogy, from which is born anarchy. And that leads inevitably to despotism. Not any longer legal and overt, and therefore responsible to despotism, but to unseen and secretly hidden, yet nevertheless sensibly felt despotism in the hands of some secret organization or other whose acts are the more unscrupulous inasmuch as it works behind a screen, behind the backs of all sorts of agents, the changing of whom not only does not injuriously affect, but actually aids the secret force by saving it, thanks to continual changes from the necessity of expanding its resources on the rewarding of long services.
If I might.
Okay, so that's, yeah, far out, huh? That's pretty complex, but it's basically long and short right there. They're describing their enforcement agents and the intelligence agencies who are operating behind the screen, behind the backs of all sorts of agents, changing of whom not only does injuriously affect, but actually aids the secret force. Bingo. I mean, it's right there, so I think it's pretty obvious. Go ahead, Chris.
My friend Brent Allen Winters, commonlawyer.com, would tell us that the word term hypocrite comes from Hippocrates, which means from behind the mask, as an actor on the stage acts to be someone else from behind the mask, just like you just described. And so,
very interesting.
Indeed. In fact, there was something I wanted to touch on from last night's show. I was hanging around for a while, but didn't really get a chance because Lori and John, Sean and everyone did such a grand job. Tom, of course.
They did. Yes.
And with the so-called train crash, which I think was really a sabotage or revolutionary terrorist act of Bolshevism, when we hear that Antifa claim the responsibility for that, it's important to note that the word Antifa comes from fascists who oppose themselves as anti-fascist, being the controlled opposition. And this is, of course, the George Soros, Move On, Tides Foundation, Occupy, and other iterations of his global-funded war against America, freedom, liberty, and trying to put us under the one-world order of total demonation, being he is a global financial and an empire mass murdering terrorist himself. He should be hunted down like the dog that he is, in the words of Laszlo.
And as I was looking up the Antifa situation, I mean, it goes back to the 1930s Germany. It's what's the name of it? Antifascistista, something. And their first meeting was in 1930 something in Germany. So it's a direct spin off. And I'm sorry to offend all you Nazis out there. I don't mean to, but, you know, they weren't the greatest group. Just like the communists.
They're such a happy
bunch. The Bolsheviks and everybody else. Go ahead, Chris.
Well, the other thing I was going to suggest is that before Obama left the White House with his entourage, Valerie Jarrett in particular, he had told us he was going to create his own private army, and he basically weaponized all the agencies of government, including
Guess who's putting it into effect now? Obama told us about it. He said, we cannot rely. I remember the speech. It was in Portland. I think I was living out there at the time. It was the speech was made not far from where I was. It was disgusting watching all these left-wing kids go down there and think they were getting hope and change, you know, the new fad. We cannot rely on our military alone to achieve the objectives we have set. We must have a civilian defense force just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded. Guess who's actually putting it into place? Donald Trump with his new private boss. And they're gonna go after the deep state and the white hat deep state tyrants with their undercover private armies and secret police and Gestapos of all different sorts.
They're gonna take it.
Who's the real tyrant? I mean, has anything changed?
Well, no. Like just the mimetic, the meme that they use to advertise make America great instead of hope and change. It was just a different political slogan. But remember that Obama, before he left the White House, he figured out they call it Organizing for America, being the community activist, Saul Alinsky organizer that he was, communist. But it could also reasonably mean, as opposed to Organizing for America, Obama's fascist army, and they are the ones who are funding with George Soros' money these anti-fascists, these hired terrorists, these saboteurs, these seditious conspirators who are undermining America and who are doing this Bolshevik revolution under our very noses, but none of the lamestream media has the cojones to call it what it is. This is a Bolshevik Revolution 3 on the heels, moving on America slowly, incrementally, as they always do. The slow creep of communism moves like molasses in the winter.
Look what's being offered up to us as the alternative, the counterbalance, the remedy. Donald Trump's Eric Prince private CIA army of Blackwater mercenaries that are going to work completely off the books and do whatever they think's best for us? Are you kidding me? I almost rather have Soros and the
Gestapo, yeah. The brown shirts, the Stasi all over again.
Right. It's the same, well, it's that same street battle, that false narrative street battle that took place in Germany pre-World War II between the supposed communists and the supposed Nazis. They were no different. They're just gangs with different colors and different, like you said, with the different work, different packaging, hope and change, America great again. Moving forward.
Maybe different colored uniforms. Green is the new red, or orange is the new red.
Don't get me going on the color thing. We're coming up to a break, but good Lord, this whole red and blue thing drives me absolutely bananas. Historically, blue...
It's a false paradigm.
Okay, let me just make my case, and then I'll freak out. Do I hear music? I do. I cannot interrupt Gordon Lightfoot. That would be a high sin. We'll be right back after this break. It's Eric the Freedom Screamer with Gary and Chris. We'll be right back on Republic Broadcasting Network.
The smoke is rising in the shadows overhead.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, "I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it." I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Lamp is burning low upon my tabletop. The snow is softly falling. The air is still in the silence of my room. I hear your voice softly calling. If I could only have you near to breathe a sigh or two, I would be happy just to hold the hands I love on this winter night with you. The smoke is rising in the shadows overhead. My glass is almost empty. I read again between the lines upon each page the words of love you sent me. If I could know within my heart that you're lonely too, I would be happy just to hold the hands I love on this winter night with you. Fire is dying, now my lamp is growing dim. The shades of night are lifting. The morning light steals across my window pane, where whips of snow are drifting. If I could only have you near to breathe a sigh, to hold the hands I love on this winter night with you, and to be once again with you.
Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back to the broadcast. It is Eric the Freedom Screamer with Gary and Chris. Appreciate y'all joining us tonight on the Republic Broadcasting Network. This is Resurrect the Republic. Tom will be off tonight, but Tom will return immediately, hopefully tomorrow or one, another day this week soon. He just needed a little bit of rest. So back to the... Oh, one thing I want to point out, listening to Gordon Lightfoot, their Song for a Winter's Night, excellent song. I went to the IntelliCast radar website, and this is where you can see the radar of what the weather's doing across the country. And if anybody wants to see what, in my opinion, is absolute evidence of weather generation, it's as close as you're going to get without, you know, going there and touring the facility. I've heard other people report that there is a weather-generating station in that Upper Peninsula area. And if you go to IntelliCast.ca, you'll see the weather spitting out of Copper Harbor, Michigan. Go to IntelliCast Weather. I believe it's IntelliCast.com. IntelliCast. So if y'all have a computer, and you may not be able to go look at it right now, if maybe at the bottom of the hour break, go check this out, okay? I don't want you to tune out of the broadcast, although I wouldn't blame you if you do. Come right back, though, okay? Don't stay away long. But if you go to IntelliCast.com and click on where it says current radar, and then it'll say, a box will drop down, and it'll say radar loop. You want the radar loop. R-A-D-A-R-L-O-O-P. Okay? look at what I'm telling you, the people. This is. I mean, you can't dispute what I'm talking about. Daryl, where are you, buddy? Help! I need. Daryl has a good take on this usually. Daryl's been in the, you know, is around aviation, and he knows a bit about these things. So I kind of turned to him. He had a good take on what our previous weather anomaly spotting at the same website. And you can look at that over at courtroomwatch.com. Just go to Courtroom Watch, and we got that posted. My friend Daniel there took live time, not a screenshot or a previous. He was at the time recording it live, and you know, had the clock there, and it was indisputably something was going on that was not a natural occurrence. My contention is what's going on tonight, right now, and it was, I looked about 40 minutes before the show started, maybe a little longer. So it's been about an hour, maybe a little bit more, but it's a three-hour loop. So it ought to still be kind of doing the same thing it was doing when I saw it an hour to an hour and a half ago. Go there. Go to IntelliCast.com. Check out the radar loop and watch that. The weather is literally spitting out of the mouth of Copper Harbor. On the upper, the Kennequa Peninsula, I believe Gary will chime in and tell me I probably pronounced it wrong. But it's the peninsula that comes out, kind of looks like an upside-down Cape Cod, and it comes out, and there's like a little mouth in the harbor, and it's called Copper Harbor. And there's a reason for that, because there's an enormous copper deposit under the ground. What better place to put a weather-generating station than a giant conductor like copper? We'll be right back after this break on the Republic Broadcasting Network. It's Eric DeFried and Screamer with Gary and Chris. Stay with us. We won't be long. We'll be right back.
The smoke is rising in the shadows overhead.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer, for me to you personally, a 30-day money-back guaranteed. That's what I do. Energy Cleaner is $285, shipping included, to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the Energy Cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the Energy Cleaner. Now, I offer, for me to you personally, a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back to the broadcast. Appreciate you joining us. Just got dumped there. I think I got the FBI. I got the FBI beeps. I get these once in a while. I'll get about 7 or 8 beeps in a row, and I'll lose my audio, and my call gets dropped, and I think that the enemy really does not like this broadcast very much. I think it's the things that we talk about here, and well, hey, that's too bad, because we're not promoting anything that's unjust or unrighteous. We got the high ground here. We're respectfully requiring that our republic be returned to its former grandeur, whenever that was, back in between 1779 and 1789 for about 10 years. So, and I know there's modern changes in our world and in our communities that we live in our towns, we things we have to adapt to, but there's certain compromises we do not make because there are universal truths. The Freemasons would have you believe there are no universal truths. Your perception is your reality. That's all my favorite, my least favorite of all the sayings. Yeah, you can make up your own facts. You can make up your own reality. You can say the sky is green and the grass is blue. You can say that the witch's court's great and the people stink and all the property and the whole world belongs to the Vatican, Rothschild banking establishment, and the Zionist banking whores, and all their enforcement agents get a piece of the action. So anyway, well, let me get back to the color thing, and then I'm going to turn it over to Gary and Chris for a little bit. This red and blue thing drives me absolutely up the wall, and I'll tell you why. And I can see it, and it was put forth. Now, am I not mistaken that if somebody out there is into the more pop culture thing, I remember watching the movie The Matrix. This was put forth, this idea of the red and blue thing, was put forth originally a couple years back in a movie called The Matrix. And I watched the movie, I think, at the time, and I really don't remember which color pill was the one that brought you into reality and which was the one that left you in fantasy land.
Red was reality, blue was fantasy land.
Bingo, that's what I thought. Problem. And this manifests itself in our currently, right now, especially over the past, it's been fairly recent since you've heard this. This whole red state, blue state thing is really an occurrence of very, and I've paid attention to, you know, I've paid attention for a while now. And this red and blue thing, and I know when it came because as soon as I heard the first intelligence agency mouthpieces in the press pimping this red state, blue state thing, and when I heard where they were going with it, which is red is your Republican thing. There's your supposedly your Republic, your conservative, and your gun owners and your freedom people are over there. Supposedly over there at the Republic side, and we're going to attach the color red to that. And we're going to attach the color blue to the Democrats. Now, let me stop right there. Historically, the color blue has been the color, more or less, the color of freedom. It's the color of the sky, the color of the ocean, roughly, if it's clean. I know there's different shades. It's the color of blood when it's in your body. You look at your veins, they're not red. You don't have red blood flowing through your body, people. I don't care whether you're black, white, Asian, it doesn't matter. Everyone has blue blood. And their blood turns red when it oxidizes and hits the air. Okay, blood is only red after it bleeds out. Red. Red is historically and traditionally the color of communism. Red is historically traditionally the color of chaos and death. Fire is usually orange or red, etc. And I could go, blue is the color that the Scots painted their face when they went into battle. They didn't paint their faces red, it was blue. The blue is traditionally the color of freedom, and someone could argue with me, let me hear it. Blue is traditionally the color of freedom, historically. And I would argue factually, based on nature, nature's law. Blue is the color of freedom. Red is the color of chaos, death, communism. And as soon as I heard this system pimping this absurd upside-down, flipped-over Masonic. Masons are always either changing words, adding words to change the definition, or flipping things upside-down. And as soon as I heard this thing with the red being attached to the supposed, the conservative movement, which, and I'm not saying the Republicans have anything to do with freedom or liberty, they're long gone down the toilet of corporate tyranny. You all know that I know that. But for the sheeple who kind of still think that the Republicans is your conservative and your gun owners go there, and if you're, a good patriotic flag-waving idiot corporate, minion, you go there to the R for retard and pull the Republican lever and just kind of march along with whoever that party offers up at the time, and they're all no different from the Democrats. And the Democrats come in and do their thing. But supposedly, at least in the general speak, the blue is the color of freedom, and if you're going to attach any color to the if there's any hope for the Republican concept, let's not call it a political corporate party, which is what it is. Let's just call it a concept of a republic versus a democracy. Okay, let's just strip out, let's just pare down the words a little bit, whittle them down, So we've got Republic versus Democracy. If you're gonna say Republicans here and Democrats here, and I know that, once again, I know it's not manifesting itself this way. It is on the Democracy side, all the Democracy / Socialist / Communist / Trotskyites, Bolsheviks, whatever you wanted, the Nazis, Communists, whatever, Pinkos. Okay, they're over there. The Democrats are at least honest about it. And the Republicans are sucking all these people in who think they're going to get their gun rights, and who think they're going to get lower taxes, and think they're going to get smaller, you know, no standing army. And we're going to do what the Founding Fathers said, right? Now, I mean, come on. And you see what's happening. So anyway, if you would at least, it should be in some kind of at least, you know, if you're going to look at it as a Republic versus Democracy thing, you would attach blue to the color of freedom that would stand for the republic and the protection of the rights of the individual. Better 1,000 guilty men go free than one innocent go to prison. And then over on the Democracy, the Democrats, the Socialists, the Trotskyites, the Bolsheviks, the Nazis, and all their henchmen, they get the red label. They're the Reds. They're the Commies. They're the Pinkos. I mean, so anyway, the point is it's being flipped upside down. It was offered first to get people into the... Now, why is the red pill... Once again, if it's the color of death and deceit and Satan and hell and blood when it's spilled and the Communist Party and all the Communist flags are all red, okay? Why is that the pill that brings you into reality when it should be the blue pill that takes you to freedom, that liberates you, that brings you the truth, however you're going to get there, whether it's just political and patriot or whether it's political, patriot, and spiritual with the Creator involved as well? And once again, my opinion, we're not going to win this without God, so I suggest people... You know, get at least right spiritually with yourself or in whatever higher power that you have. But anyway, it should be blue for freedom, red for Pinkos, blue for the Republic, red for the Democracy, blue for reality, red for deceit and the lie. And you see how it's all been inverted. Oh, the red pills will bring you into the reality now, huh? And the blue pills the lie, and the red is the Democrats, and the blue is there. It's everything. So that's my case for the red, and it's done for a reason. So people, don't let them have your mind. Any time I hear a political commentator start talking about this red state, blue state thing, I know they're either stupid or they're working for the enemy. So anyway, sorry if I offended anybody. Too bad. It's just get your discernment on high or we're all going to be suffering. I suffer when somebody else accepts tyranny because they're voting it into power. And then that person, that tyrant has power over me. So other people's bad decisions, you know, do affect me. When you put a jackass like anybody from... You know, name your political prostitute. I don't see any difference here in this year, number 9 of the Obama administration. With that, I'm going to turn it over to Gary in Michigan. How are you tonight, Gary?
We're doing fine, thank you. So it's wonderful to hear from you and Chris, and you'll sit back and relax and take it all in. I would like to say something. You brought up the word. You brought up the word remedy. That's at the top of my list of everything to do. And I'm going to give you an example that you brought up very clearly the other night. Everybody else is praising the person doing the BLM and the whole ball of wax. Well, the remedy is not that. You brought up the remedy. The remedy is to get rid of them all.
Bingo.
Example. We have aphids in our soybeans, and we got these terrible blood-sucking bugs that come on our...
Perfect
This is what
analogy.
They are. They come on our crops, and they suck the life right out of everything.
Oh, well, that's not funny.
We had to figure out, over the years, because we're organic, we couldn't spray them. It's very tempting when you see your plants just withering, okay, and you've tried to do everything right. So we had to use the word remedy. And as you know, I worked in engineering for a long time, and we had to change our remedies every once in a while, change our thought patterns and everything. And the remedy was that we had figured out, you know, it was quite bright people, and along with the work that we did right on the farm, the remedy was to raise the sugar content, or what they call the Brits, in the plant. And I'm sure there's people listening who know about this, and maybe... Probably no more than I, but they do. Let them chime in and help. That's fine. But we raise the sugar content, and then these little blood sucking chlorophyll, which is the chlorophyll is the blood of the plant. They would die. Well, then the question arose, as we got into the chemistry of things, why did they die, and some other pestilence, they didn't die, okay? Well, come to find out that I think it was on the aphids or something in that area, they do not have a pancreas. Well, no pancreas, no, they cannot secrete insulin for themselves. So they get high sugar and they die. Just like when my sugar gets high, and I got to be very cautious, and I've taken it care of without any medicine whatsoever in the last year and a half, and we keep it by control by natural remedies and understanding the pancreas a little bit. But that's just such another side story. So the question is, well, we cut back on that. The remedy still was not fulfilled. The remedy, the rest of the remedy is we need as many of our brothers who are in organic farming to understand this remedy and truly bring it forth in their crops. Because you don't get rid of this bug if you don't get rid of the source. They're going to be there. We have what they call the apple beetle now, okay? We had the ash borer, and now we got the maple beetle. And then we got something up in the Upper Peninsula that's killing all the pines and the evergreens, and it's devastating. They claim that in 7 years there won't be a tree left in Michigan. I hope they're wrong, okay? But you need remedy.
Oh, wow.
You need remedy, but what we're going to do? We're going to turn it over to the commercial chemical companies, who are the blood suckers of our blood, and they'll find a short term remedy until these bugs figure out how they can live around this. You can take antibiotics to get rid of your problem, and pretty soon the bacteria will figure out how to eat the antibiotic and live better than ever lived in this life, and you can't get rid of it. Okay,
right.
This is science. I didn't write this. So the remedy is get rid of the BLM. That's the remedy. And I know some people think I'm a little far out, but then I look at what I know the best to do, and I look in Scripture. Somebody's, oh, that guy, he's in that Scripture again. Well, if the Father created the heavens and the earth and all the stuff that's around it, and then he formed Adam, or whoever he formed is in their belief system. Some had to be formed, and he created a body out of the soil, and then he breathed the life in. Okay, what we call the vitality into the soul, and made a living soul out of it. That's the general vitality of ourselves. And who would better understand how to take care of the soil what we came from? Well, that's the remedy. But you try and talk to, even in the organic, some of the worst food you're ever going to eat is grown organically, because these people do absolutely nothing. They do not take care of the soils. And these soils.
Hold on, Gary. We got a quick break coming up. I want to hold your thought on organic farming, and we'll be right back after this break on the Republic Broadcasting Network. It's Eric the Freedom Screamer with Gary and Chris. Follow us at Freedom Scream Radio. chattango.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective, and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back to the broadcast. I apologize for keeping Dave on hold. Dave, I'm sorry I didn't get right to you. I get going down the, and you can't stop me. So, Dave in Massachusetts, thanks for being so patient and waiting. What's up tonight, Dave?
Oh, hi, Eric. Thanks for getting to me. First off, before I make a comment about masonry, the Freemasons, hey, who was that guy last week that responded to me mentioning Sheriff Joe Arpaio, and he was like defending Joe Arpaio in regards to making the inmates wear pink panties and all that business? Who was that guy? Do you remember?
I think you may be talking about Tom, who's the host of the show, and I think he wasn't arguing that it's an injustice. And believe me, he would know. He's been locked up in the witch's prison for a year. But I think he was making the case that was not necessarily a color. The color coding there wasn't that as much of a big deal as you were saying it was. And I think there was just a slight variance in degree. But we're all on the same page generally speaking.
Eric, first of all, that's just one thing, the pink.
I know, it's the Orange Revolution and the red communist thing.
I'm not talking about any of that stuff. I'm talking about how Arpaio treats his prisoners.
He's a monster.
Yeah,
I'll agree with you there.
Now, listen, first off, before I get the other ways he treats his prisoner, pink panties doesn't have a calming effect on real men. Pink panties have a very arousing, exciting effect on real men, not a calming effect at all. This Joe Arpaio, he's a pervert. He's at court out of the same mold as J. Edgar Hoover. Those pink panties turn him on big time. He's a J. Edgar Hoover type. He's a cross-dresser and everything else. The guy's a pervert. So not only is it the issue of degrading his prisoners and putting pink panties on them, but he feeds them what I call Irish bologna and Irish hot dogs. They're so rotten, and they've turned all rotten and moldy. They're green. That's what he fed his prisoners, okay? Now listen to me. This gets to the crux of the real problem with this patriot movement. These Americans are so wimped out now. They're so wimped out that they actually think Joe Arpaio, boy, he's America's toughest sheriff. He's the toughest sheriff in America. Boy, is he rough, and he's tough. He's rough and he's tough. He's America's toughest sheriff. You know all this not. Hey. The guy's a pervert. He's not America's toughest sheriff at all. Most of those guys, they weren't meth dealers like whoever it was, Tom, whoever. A lot of them are just being held for ICE. And then also he had them out in the desert in the summer where it routinely goes up over 110 degrees in these, like tarpaulins, these open air
tents. Yeah, I know. I agree with you, Dave. As far as being a tough, you know, it's not really the job of the – we're not – I don't think you could go into, well, maybe in the inner cities in some places, and that's the fault of the drug war and the police and the courts warring against the drugs. That's what creates the violence. But other than a few, most of the situations where the tough sheriffs are, you don't need a tough sheriff because all they do is end up oppressing their people. Dave?
First of all, that's not tough.
Well, Dave, I think we've won. I think we might have a break coming up. I hear music, Dave. You're going to have to hold on until after the break. Stay right where you are. We'll be right back at Derek the Freedom Screamer with Gary and Chris. We'll see you right after this short break on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be right back.
I hear your voice softly calling. If I could only have you near to breathe a sigh or two, I would be happy just to hold the hands I love on this winter night with you.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.